Drasha for Seder A, Tavshin Ayin Beis. After the Musar and rebuke of Seder Devarim and Voeschanan and Akev, where Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the past from the time they left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu now in Seder A begins to speak about the future and the imminent conquering and settling of Eretz Yisrael. And the purpose of everything was that they should be able to achieve and receive bracha and avoid the klala that comes when one fulfills the Torah and receives blessing and does not desecrate and go against the Torah, which brings curse. And that's what it says, Re'ei Anochi Nosim Lefneichem Hayom. And the Medrash says that Hayom hints to Rosh Hashanah. Just like Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of a new year, so too they were beginning a new era, ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, and a new era in the life of the nation. And this is the bracha and klala that were given on Har Grizim and Har Eva when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Torah says Re'ei in the singular. Every individual has to see Anochi Nosem Lifneichem in the plural, that in the larger community there are those that follow the way of blessing and those that follow the way of curse. And the individual has to attach himself to those who are the blessing people and not the cursed people, because a person is influenced very strongly by his environment, as the Rambam says in Perek Vav from Hilchos Deos, and also from this week's Pirkei Avos, that Rav Yossi ben Kisma, when offered a tremendous amount of money to move to a place that was not a Makom Torah, he said that he would never live in any place that wasn't a Makom Torah. And therefore the whole foundation of the Seder of Re'ei is the preface to being able to keep the Torah, observe the Torah, and learn the Torah. And to the first stage in that is to create a positive environment and to be careful from living and creating a negative environment. And therefore, the first mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu discusses is to uproot idolatry from Eretz Yisrael. Because as long as the idolatry is not uprooted totally, then the place itself, the environment itself, has a bad influence. And when you uproot the idolatry, you change the place itself and change it into a positive influence. The Mitziv points out that Avodah Zarah has the power to take away the Shvimah, and therefore there's no purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash. And in order to bring the Shvimah, if you're going to have a bad environment with Avodah Zarah, that will remove the Shvimah. So therefore first one had to cleanse that bad environment in order to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash and bring Shvimah to Eretz Yisrael. And then once the bad environment is uprooted, then the Torah tells us the Shichno Tigrishu, in the plural, that then the Tzibur, the community, will be interested in seeking Kedusha and Shchina, and they will look for it. And then Ubasa Shoma, that will have make an impression on every individual, and will give them the ability to go and reach the Beis HaMikdash and be influenced by it. And this, in fact, is the purpose of Eretz Yisrael, to create a positive, holy environment which is conducive to keeping all the mitzvahs and to introducing Kedusha into a person's entire life. And that is the purpose of Aliyah L'Regel, of going up to Yerushalayim three times a year and the other times to eat Maaser Sheni and so on, is in order to be able to learn how to fear Hashem and what holiness is, in order that one can then bring it back to his home and induce it into all facets of life. Just like a person who first foundation of Shmiras HaTorah, of observing the Torah, is to take away a bad environment and create a good environment. Also, we have to then continue on and be careful not to be influenced by those people around us. And therefore, the Torah speaks about the false prophet and the person who would want to pull you away from Hashem and induce you to serve idolatry. And then the Ir HaNidachas, where an entire community goes off the derech to serve idolatry. And you have to uproot all of these bad influences. And then, once you take away the bad influences from the outside, there are bad influences from the inside. The Torah speaks about not eating those things that are not kosher, which stuff up a person's heart and influence him for the bad from the inside. And that's why the non-kosher animals hint to Gaulis. Just like Gaulis is a bad environment, so too one creates a bad environment by eating these various non-kosher animals. And then once you avoid and uproot the bad influences from the inside, then you can create good influences from the inside. It speaks about going up to Yerushalayim and eating Maaser Sheni, eating things of Kedusha, which open a person's heart to holiness. That one should learn to fear God and to be happy in observing the Torah. And then the Torah speaks about another kind of environment, time zones during the year that are either a good environment or a bad environment. And going up to Yerushalayim three times a year during Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos is a good environment of time in order to impress and influence a person properly. And then the Torah warns us, don't think that because you have to distance yourself from a bad environment, from people who are negative, that you should also distance yourself from people who are negative in a physical, material manner. The poor, the widow, the orphan. The Torah tells us just the opposite. Having a connection with them brings a person bracha and gives him the ability to do chesed and tzedakah. And therefore, a person should avoid and distance himself from bad spiritual contacts, but not from associating and connecting himself with people who are on a low level materially. And after we establish the proper environment in Seder A, then comes the mechanism and the structure of society, Shoftim, the Shotrim, which speaks about judges and officers and the king and the prophet and the structure of the army. All of these things enable us to create a functioning society in Eretz Yisrael, to conquer the land and settle it. And then comes the actual performance of the mitzvahs that the Torah delineates in Parshas Ki Tsetse and Kisavo. And then we come full circle after we've explained in theory how to create an atmosphere in Eretz Yisrael which will bring bracha and stay away from klala. Then the Torah goes back to discuss in detail how these brachos and klalas are given on Har Grizim and Har Eval when we finally enter Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, Elul is a preface to the coming year, and the coming year we want to commit ourselves to observe the Torah, learn Torah, and do mitzvahs, and accept upon ourselves the yoke of God's kingdom on Rosh Hashanah, and repent on Yom Kippur. And the Elul is to create a environment which will uproot the negative influences and supplant the positive influences for the coming year. And therefore the hints to Elul are, Hashem will circumcise our heart to stay away from the bad influences. And then Anila Dodi, the Dodi Li, is to create a connection and closeness to God, a good environment. And then Ishvare Ehu, Umatanos Lev Yomim, to create a good environment not only between us and God, but between us and our fellow man. If we strengthen ourselves and use Elul to uproot any of the bad influences that we become accustomed to during the year, and they include all kinds of influences, internet and reading material and associating with people who are negative, and we strengthen our environment here, both from within and from without, then we'll be able to enter the Yomim Noraim in a very successful way, and to receive a blessed year. Tichle Shama V'Kiloseva, the curses of the old year will cease, and the brachas of the new year will begin for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. This will be Takashnas Tokshin Ayin Gimel, which can be rearranged to be Tishgeh. As the Rambam says, that a person should be Meshuggah, he should be intoxicated, crazy, with love of God. This should be a year of Tishgeh, of being intoxicated and enthralled with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he will reciprocate. And the Yirtzeh Hashem, in his great love, finally bring us to the culmination and the ultimate good environment, the Vyaskolot Tzedek Meherav Yomeinu. And the ultimate good environment